Hey everybody, welcome to the Free Thinkers Aloud podcast, pandemic edition. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about something topical. Obviously, we're in this quarantine, a lot of us, and there's a lot of issues that people are having with this quarantine. They're getting bored, you know, they're not having jobs to go to or having to work from home, having to come up with different creative ideas for financial solutions. And regardless of general consensus, alluring conspiracies, or deliberate misinformation, the outcome is the same. And that is that a lot of us are stuck at home for one reason or another. And if not managed carefully, our time can spiral us down to mental and emotional lethargy. So it's important to keep yourself busy, but how? And what are the things that we can do? Sometimes, you know, that's easier said than done. And it's easy to binge on social media, on YouTube, on any of the video streaming platforms. So easy to do that, right? And entertainment is certainly an ease for the mental stress of the mind. Allows you to separate for a while. Allow you to forget and put away some of the advent turmoil that we're dealing with. But I'm going to share with you guys a little bit about what I've been doing. And possibly some of you will get some ideas. So what I'm going to talk about is learning new skills. I understand that some of the mental strain from financial adversity can make it difficult to want to or to try to have some kind of motivation or discipline to try to do anything. And I understand that. but you can there's always stuff to do. You can always find stuff to do. For me, I've been like a madman just trying to learn different things. And I'll give you guys a few things that maybe you've been wanting to learn, never had the time for. You know, I see a lot of stuff on social media about people wanting to learn how to play instruments. And I understand that that task can certainly be overwhelming, especially if you don't have an inkling for music or you don't have a natural talent for it. But I would say if you're going to start with an instrument, start with one of the easiest ones. And that's a bass, because bass is single notes. You don't have to learn chords. You just have to memorize the fretboard. That's not hard. It's only 12 notes. You can do that. The other one, if you actually don't want to even mess with notes or trying to be in key or anything like that, is just drums. Something with percussion. That's something that I feel like a lot of people can certainly pick up, whether it's a djembe or some kind of small congas or percussion instrument. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun learning different rhythms and playing along with music that you already like. You're going to find yourself with a new appreciation for some of the old stuff that maybe you haven't heard in a while. And there's tons of videos on YouTube that will aid you in your beginning endeavors. So as far as skills, you can learn different cooking skills. There is, I'm sure you guys have heard of the master classes that a lot of people are given. Gordon Ramsay has one, and there's a whole selection of culinary lessons from different people in that industry. There's music, there's screenwriting, there's interior design. I mean, a whole plethora of things that you can learn from. And you would think that it's expensive, but it's really not that expensive, especially when you consider that you're learning from some of the best people within that industry. So right now I'm actually going through the Carlos Santana masterclass, which is absolutely phenomenal. And he's not necessarily teaching you how to play guitar, but he's teaching you like the different mental states and emotional states that you can place yourself into that allows you to play the music that you are, your core. It's fantastic. And it's really not that expensive. It's $15 a month. And they're not a sponsor or anything. I'm just trying to get you guys, you know, hooked up with something that's really, really good. And it's going to teach you something that's more productive than just binging on Netflix all day. You're going to learn something new. And even if it's just for the pure fact of entertainment, to me, in my personal opinion, that's much better than Netflix or anything else that you guys used to stream. I also have a whole library of books that I've been meaning to get to, and I'm sure some of you are the same as I am. And finally, I'm getting around to them and just realizing all the cool stuff that I've been missing out on. Not just informational books, but also novels and different historical books and things of that sort. And man, there's so much knowledge in books. And I feel like you can digest it a little bit slower because you're the one that's controlling the pace of the reading. And audiobooks are great. I have, I don't know, maybe like over 100 audiobooks, and they're absolutely great. But there's something about having the tangible paper in your hand and you see something that's awesome and you make a note on it. It's just kind of nostalgic in the sense of just human nature. And it just feels really good to have a physical book. So yeah, guys, just wanted to give you guys some quick tips to help you guys along this this troublesome time that is happening globally. And, you know, we've never seen anything like this before. Other than, I guess, the Spanish flu, but there was no internet back then, so people didn't really communicate the way that we do now. So regardless of, you know, like I said in the beginning, conspiracies and misinformation or whatever, the output is the same and we're all stuck at home. And so hopefully these things can give you a slight encouragement in trying to learn a new skill or trying to do something new. If you guys have any questions for me about music, about any kind of new music, I've been listening to so much new music. I'm just going on a new musical journey. It's been fantastic. You guys can hit me up on Instagram at the Freethinkers Aloud podcast, and I will have all of my contact information in the description in the podcast below. Thanks, everybody.